A person's traveling, he should always make sure to come in at night when it's still daytime. Rashi, when the sun is still shining, that's when you should go into your inn to sleep. Don't wait till it gets night. Also in the morning, only leave in the morning also when it's light already. When you go in the morning to go out, also travel when it's light. The pasuk says, don't go out at night. Mashma, nighttime is a zman when the mazikin are around. So you have to be careful not to go out at night. For by yourself, you shouldn't go out at night with somebody else only. Yeah. I'd say we're not so machmer in this place to say tzadikim, to say mazikim not shashir b'zman is there. But you got to be careful. Tana Rabbon, devab ir. If there's a plague in the city, konas raglecha. Means get your feet inside. As some say, means leave the city, run away. Kind of mean pick your feet and move. Shinar Pesach says, "V'atem loytaitz v'ishmi Pesach beisoy ad boiker." Or else, Kodesh Rech may means don't be outside, come inside. Then Kodesh don't stay outside, come inside. Like it says here, that don't be outside. Loytaitz v'ishmi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. The Yom Pesach says, "Leich imi bo v'chadrecho v'sogud losecha biyadcho." Like come in with me in the inside and close the door. For the Mar and the Yom, a third pasuk says, "Michutz taskil cherev u'mechadrim eima u'mechadorim eima." That is chutz on the outside, the sword is killing, and there's fear inside. For the Mar, my Yom, what do I need all this tukim for? The Chitay, maybe you tell me, "Hani mi libalayla." Maybe only at nighttime when there's a dever, you should not be outside at nighttime. So then you should be inside. But maybe at daytime it's okay. I will be a mamaloi. Maybe at daytime it's all right to be outside. Toshma, but the other pasuk says, "Leich ani, l'cho ani, bo bechadrecho v'sogud l'secho." Mash, even by daytime, come inside and close the door. V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, "Hani mili heicha d'leka eima begavo." That's only good when there's no fear inside the house. And then you should not be outside. Come inside. Avol heicha d'ika eima begavo. But when there's fear even inside the house, maybe kinofak yosef ben yinshi b'tzavso b'yal matzvei mali. Maybe then it's better to be outside, because there you'll be with friends, you'll be with a few people together, you'll have a company. So maybe then it's better. Toshma, that's the third pasuk. No, michutz taska cherev, outside they're using the knife, the sword. It's worse to be outside, even though inside there's fear. Just even though there's fear inside, still you should not be outside, but try and be inside. Still, there's a sword outside. Rava, the Gemara says, Rava b'idin rischa, when there was a plague, rischa, there was like Rashi's Deborah plague, have a socha kvi, he would close the window. Why? The pasuk says, ki ola moves mechaloneinu, that the Malach HaMoves came through the window. So he was afraid of a plague, the Malach HaMoves is around, he would close the windows. Tana Rabbanan learned like this, Rav the ear, when there's a famine in the city, poza raglecha. Means move out of here. Move your feet, move out of town, go to a different place. Before Taka just meant go inside. Here poza means go away. Shinema pozik says, by Avram, the Rav Boritz, there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, the Yerid Avram Mitzrayim, Logos, Avram went down to Mitzrayim, so you see, because of the Rav, he went down. The Yerid, another pozik says, in Nomarno, Novo Yer, the Rav Vir, for Masnu Shom. Yeah. The Pesach of Malachim that they're talking there, we should go inside, and as we have no food, so it's kedai to go inside and have mechama. My VM, what do you need the second Pesach for? The Chitay, maybe it's like this. Hani mili hechad leka sofak nefoshes. When are you supposed to leave the town? Only if there's no sofak nefoshes. Avol hechad leka sofak nefoshes. But if the question, maybe you'll be killed there, maybe it's not worth it to go there. Stay by the famine. Don't go someplace else. So Mar says, Toshma, bring your proof. The Pesach says here, l'chu v'noflu amach naram, that they said, let's go fight against Mach. They have no food. So they said, let's go fight against Mach Neram. Im yichyu nichya. If we'll win the war, we'll have watit. And if not. So you see, since it was a famine there, it was kedai for them to go have mechoma and fight, that maybe they'll win. Because even though it's a sofak nefoshes, still you're supposed to go there. Don't stay in the mokum where there's a famine. Toshima. Tana Rabban, look like this. Deva deer, when there's a plague in the city, al yahala chodim b'yem tzaderev, don't walk in the middle of the road. Mivnei shemalach hamavaz b'alal b'yem tzader hadrochim. When there's a plague there, it means he's the chief, so he's walking proudly through the streets to malach hamavaz. So don't walk in the middle of the street, you'll bump into him. Techiv and the Yerba the Vishus say, Maskil Allah Adai. Because then he has Vishus now to kill people, he's walking the proud in the middle of the street. But Sholem Beir, when there's peace in the city, then Ayahalak Mitzidid Rachim, don't walk on the sides of the street. Techiv and Lester Vishus say, since he doesn't have permission now to go out and kill, Mechabi Chabuya Yamaske, he tries and hides himself on the side. So therefore, you're better off staying in the middle, don't go on the side of the roads. Tana Rabba, learn like this. Deva Beir, when there's a plague in the city, Ayahalak Mitzidid Rachim, the basic Nessus. Don't go single into the base of Knesset. Shemalach HaMoves mafkid shom kelim. It's a sign that Malach HaMoves drops off his kelim there. Actually, he comes into the city of Malachim, the first place he goes off to the base of Knesset. And he drops off his kelim there, and then he comes back to get it. So don't go in the Yechidus to the base of Knesset. Lan imili one of the teched lekorabo dadaki. If you're not learning with Talmidim, not learning with kids, for leimask lebeasara, and there's no minyan davening there. But if there's a minion or they're learning with kids, then it's okay. They'll protect you. Tana Rabbana, learn like this. Kalovim boichim, when the dogs are barking, malacham of us bolir. That's the sign that malacham of us is coming into the city. Kalovim sakakim, if the dogs are laughing, elio anovi bolir. That's the sign that elio anovi is coming to the city. That's why they're laughing. But behind the mili, one of the said, the last spoon of keva, when there's no mate for them, if they have their mate there, so they're laughing with their mate. But if the zacha doesn't have a mate next to it, and it starts to laugh, that's the sign that elio anovi is coming. Right, Yosef Rav Ami Rav Asi came to Yitzchak Nafcha. Mar Omal once said, "Omal leima mash maitato." One said to the other, "Say over halacha." Mar Omal the other one said back to him, "Leima maragarato." You tell me how God, tell me a ma'isa a medrash. So pasuk leima maragarato. One wants to start saying a ma'isa a medrash, but Leishav he didn't let him. So, and the other one then, Mar pasuk leima maragarato. The other wants to start learning halacha, but Leishav they didn't let him. The other one didn't let him. So he said back to him, listen, what's going on here? I'll give you an example of what's going on here. A man has two wives. Achas Yalda, one's a young wife. The Achas Akena, one's an old wife. Now, Yalda, the young wife, she has black hair. So she don't like to see husband with black hair also. So when the husband gets some white hair in his head, she pulls out his white hair. So Akena, the other wife, is just the opposite. Her hair is white already. She would like to see her husband have white hair also. So what does she do? Malaketas loy shachuras. She'll pull out the black hair. So nimsas, it comes out, karech, mikan makan. God's going to be bald. He's not going to have black, he's not going to have white hair. And that's going on here. Like, I want to say halacha, you want to say agarata, so we're stopping one another, and therefore we're not saying anything. Omle, it's like this, yisoy halacha yisoy, eimalachum nusu disharma tabaychum. Know what? We'll say over one thing that's good for both of us. We'll say one thing that's halacha and agada. The pasuk says in Shemois, "Ki seitz eish or motza koitzim," that when fire goes out, then fine stones. So teitze meyatzva, the fire goes out by itself. Shalom yishalom avres abeira, that the maver, the one that caused it, has to pay. Is Omra Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch says, "Olai lishalom mesabeira shehevarti." It's up to me to pay back for the fire that I caused. What does Hashem mean? Ani hatzitzi eish b'tzion. Hashem caused the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. He burnt out the Beis Hamikdash. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Vayotzes Eish B'tzion, Vatiyochi Yisrael Deseho." And therefore, Hashem says, "Vani Yosel of Neisad Eish." I'm going to come back and build back the third Beis Hamikdash with fire. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Vani Yayelo Choymas Eish Soviv Ulechove Daya B'Soicha." So that's the halacha about Kisei Tzeish. Now, no, that's the agoda about Kisei Tzeish. Now, what's the halacha about it? Shmaitetor. What's the Shmaitetor about it? Yeah. The pasuk starts off with niske mamin. The sign v'niske guf. It ends off with niske aguf. Leimno comes to teach us eisha mishum chitzov. He says eish mot eishim that it starts off with what niske mamin and it ends off with niske aguf. Rashi says shekoro mavre b'yadayim. The pasuk calls it mavre as if you did a b'yadayim. So the pasuk starts off with niske mamin and ends off with niske guf. The teacher this yisoid eisha mishum chitzov. That the mazik of eish is mamis like your chitzov. Yeah. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara brings down a pasuk in Shmuel. In Shmuel, that says like this: Vayisave David vayoymar mi yashkeni mayim mibor beis lechem asher bashor. The next pasuk says: Vayifku shloishes hagiborim b'machne plishtim vayishavu mayim mibor beis lechem asher bashar vayisu. Yeah, that's the pasuk. So the pasuk means that David wanted to have some water, and he said, "Who could give me water?" So they went down and they gave him water from the plishtim.
But according to the Deikis, when the Pasuk says, Vayisavid David by Yomer, David wanted something and he said, Mi Ashkeni Mayim, so Deikis Mayim does not only mean really water, but he had a question here, something was bothering David, even Api Alocha. So therefore the Gemara asked the question, like, what was bothering David? The Gemara asked the Kasha, Maikumi Boyle, what was bothering David? So Gemara answers, Omar Rava, Rava says, Omar Rav Nachman, Tomin Ba'esh Kumi Boyle. David had a shayla, what's the Alocha? If somebody burns down the field and it's tomin, it's hid, it's covered up. In other words, ikreb yud, ikreb onin. Do we pass on like yud that tomin is chayiv, or do we pass on like the rabbonin that it's potter? Upostulei mada postulei, and they entered him, whatever they entered him, that was halacha. That's what some learn. That's the way Rav learns. That was David. Shailan, and then they pushed it. So Rashi says, because that was the Maisa Bolofon, the Master Shasof, Wanche Godish, Shal Yisrael, that they lit up the fire, the field there. And the question was, Aloha, are they chayef to pay for the kelim that was hidden in the field or not? Ravuna, Omar Ravuna says, the case was like this. Kedishim disoirim to Yisrael heavy. They were like piles of barley that belonged to the Yisrael. They have a mitmerei plishtim bahu, that the plishtim were hiding inside these bundles of barley. So the question was now, like, are they allowed to go now and burn down these piles of barley to kill the plishtim inside them, even though they're now ruining their bimazik, the serm that belongs to Israel? So the question is, do they have a right to do this or not? Do they have a right to save themselves, right, to kill the plishtim by bimazik destroying the mom and chaderoi? But the question is, do they have to pay money for it or not? So Shochla, they said back to Moshe, Lahatzalatz ben Mom Chaveroi, it's also to do it, and therefore the pshat is that you have to pay money. Like Taisa says, Yiboylu, Yichayev L'shalom Keshitz Latzma Pnei Pekuach Nefesh. Like Avad, you're allowed to save yourself. The Pekuach Nefesh, of course you're allowed to save yourself. The question is though, do you have to pay back money for it or not? So they answered back, yes, you have to pay back money, even though you're ruining your friend's God, your friend's property, because you want to save your life. Okay, you're allowed to do it to save your life, but still you have to pay back the money. So, but they said back to David, you should know, Aval ato melech, but you're a king. Ato, but you're the king. And therefore, melech peretz lases derech, v'ein mechim biyode, king has the right to even make a road through somebody's field, and he can't stop him. Therefore, we can't stop you, David. You have a right to do it. Now, that's the way Rav Huna learns. Now, v'rabonin v'itayma rabba v'amor yomru. What does he say? That the case was like this: Kedishim disoirim the Israel heavy. Really, there were piles of barley belonging to the Israel. Ugedishim diadoshim the plishtim, and there were also piles there of lentils belonging to the plishtim. So the question was now for Kami Boilu that a question like this. Mao lito gedishim shall serve the Israel. Are we allowed to take right now some of these barley that belong to the Israel, like to steal from the Israel? They were by the Muhammad now to give it to the animals to eat. Lita and lefnei behemtoi. Al menas on condition lishalim gedishim shall adoshim the plishtim, that they will pay back later from these lentils that belong to the plishtim. So that was the shiloh. Are we allowed to steal now, like al menas to pay back? Shochle, they sent back to him, no, you're not allowed to steal now. Because the Pasuk says, Chavol Yoshev Rosho, Gezeilu Yishalim. That means to say, Afa Pisha Gezeilu Mishalim, even though you pay back the Gezeilu, Roshohu, you call the Rosho. So therefore, really not allowed to do this. But Avalata Melechata, but you, David HaMelech, you're the king. And therefore, Melech Peretz Lassos Laderech V'Yemechem Yodai, the king could go to make his own road and nobody could stop him. So these are three different ways how to learn what was bothering David and what they answered him. So now the Gemara says like this. Bishleim, the question was, can you change around? Are you allowed to take like the Jews serum now? Al manas to pay back with the plishtims. Haino dechsev, that's what's good that we have two psukim here. Chad kroa, one posik says, Vatihi shon chalkas asodim leyadoshim, that the field was full of lentils. Oksiv chad kroa, there's another posik in Divrei Hayom that says, Vatihi chalkas asodim leyasorim, that the field was full of bundles of barley. So that's good, because the question was, can we take the Jewish ones now and pay back later with the Goyish Sirim? But Elo Lamandiyama, Lemikli, but if the question was, can you burn up right now? What's here now? Like it was only Sirim belonging to the Jews, and there were Plishtim hiding inside it. So the question is, are you allowed to burn it down or not? So what do you have to have Tupsukim for? My boilu lahani take trey kroy. What do we need these two psukim for? So Gemara says, Omelach, I tell you, to have a nami gedishim the yadoshim disro. There was two cases. There were two different type of bundles. There were also bundles there of lentils belonging to the Israel, to have a mitmerubu plishtim, that the plishtim were hiding inside it. So that's why you have the two psukim. Like both things were true. There was a bundles of barley, and there was a bundles of lentils that the plishtim were hiding inside it. And the question is, do you have a right to burn it down, and you'll pay back, and because you're killing them to save yourself? So the question is, do you have to pay back for that or not? And the answer was, yes, you have to pay back. Now the Gemara says, Bishlem, it's very good, lemandiyama, lemikli, that the question was to burn it down. That's what the Pasuk says, vayisyat seiv, b'soich hachilko, vayatzi leho. In other words, that like David HaMelech stood there and stopped them from burning it down. He stopped them. Vayatilu means he stopped them from burning it. So if you say, now that I burned down the Jewish fields, the Jewish crop, then it's good why he said it, why he stopped them. Elu l'mandiyom l'achlufei. But according to Mandiyom, the question was not like Hatzolah, not like to save yourself, but it was a question just to change around. Let me take this food now and I'll pay it back later. If so, my vayitzilo. What does it mean vayitzileho? What does it mean he came to save them? Sumarin says, Enechram, it just means, to loy shavak luli achlufei, he did not let them make this exchange. Now, Bishlei mahani tarti, Bishlei, according to his last two pshotim, was a question, well, could you make an exchange, or can you burn down this tfuwa, hainu dichsiv trey kroy? That's why I call upon the post success, two psukim. Because there were two cases there, again, like Sarim and by Adoshim.